Good afternoon, friends and neighbors. This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. Breaking news right now. Contractors have plowed into one of the water lines in the county's District 2 water system. The affected area is from 1266 Cedar Grove Church Road to 1791 Cedar Grove Church Road. Customers are advised to boil any water that is used for consumption over the next 24 hours. If you've got any other concerns or if you have continued discoloration, call 910-770-2158. Also breaking right now, the winter storm has led to several early closings in our area. Snow, sleet, and freezing rain have been reported throughout the county since around noon. US 7476 has been brined in anticipation of icing. All after-school activities have been canceled today in the city and county. Around 2/10 of an inch of ice is expected in our area between late this afternoon and throughout the overnight hours. How far down the icing extends into Columbus is dependent on where the temperatures crawl above freezing. Now, the freezing rain is going to create some hazardous driving conditions at possibly as early as sunset, especially on bridges and roadways. So don't drive if you don't have to, people. Now, the freezing conditions will melt away by tomorrow morning, but extreme caution is still recommended if you are out and about around sunrise. Heavier snow and ice accumulations are expected farther west. Christopher Cawley will be providing updated forecasts throughout the day and evening as conditions warrant at ColumbusCountyNews.com and via social media. The second gunman in a 2021 shootout that injured a pregnant woman will serve just short of 6 years in federal prison. Robert Jamar Avant, age 33, pleaded guilty to being a felon in possession of a firearm in U.S. District Court. He was given 71 months in prison this week. Avant and Deshaud Maltzby got into a gunfight with another group of men in May 2021 at Sandy Ridge. Children and players at nearby Nolan Park scrambled for safety as the shots rang out during a series of ball games. The warming station is open from 7 p.m. until 7 a.m. nightly at Facts of Life Church, 506 North Lee Street in Wyville. Pastor Daisy Brooks said hours have been extended due to the extreme cold, but volunteers are desperately needed from area churches and civic groups. If you can help out, call 910-918-4531. Work begins Monday on the roundabout at NC 214 in Chauncey Town Road at Lake Waccamaw. You can expect to see flaggers, detours, closures, and delays due to the project that will go on for the next several weeks. A fundraiser plate sale for the family and children of Misty Crib will be held January 25th from 11 until 2 at Murph's Pond in Wyville and at Happy Home Baptist Church in Nakana. Tickets are $10. They're available at a number of area locations. See this story online for more, as well as checking our social media for CCN. And you can call 910-625-0952 for tickets. The Sheriff's Office is collecting camp stove-size LP bottles for shipment to Western North Carolina. Deadline is Sunday. Drop off donations at the Sheriff's Office on Washington Street in Wyville. Southeastern Genealogical Society will meet Saturday at Wyville Missionary Alliance Church at 2 p.m. Everyone is welcome. Handyman Hal is going to be at Engage Life Church this Sunday from 10 a.m. for a kids' appreciation service. Engage Life is located at 386 Thompson Town Road in Wyville. Make Heaven Crowded Ministries will host a ladies' Bible study Saturday at Candlewood Farms Coffee and Bakery at 721 South Madison Street. The fellowship is from 9 until 10 a.m. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.